Welcome to today's podcast on corporate sustainability reporting for the food and beverage industry. My name is Matt Cox, the manager of Burns McDonnell Sustainable Development Practice. If you're not familiar with Burns McDonnell yet, ask around. We built a reputation on delivering outstanding projects in the food and consumer products industry. From preliminary engineering through procurement, construction, and commissioning, we assist clients just like you with fast-to-market, innovative solutions. Today, I'm happy to introduce you to another service that you may not associate, at least not yet, with Burns McDonnell Sustainability Reporting. Candace Dirks and Kendra Lefevre, both sustainability reporting specialists with Burns McDonnell, will explain how to achieve the transparency demanded by your stakeholders when you publish corporate sustainability reports, or CSRs. Both Candace and Kendra are certified by the Global Reporting Initiative, or GRI, whose framework many of you may be familiar with or are just now learning about. Thank you for joining us today, and I'm sure you'll find today's podcast a valuable use of your time.
Hi, my name is Candace Dirks, and I'm a sustainability specialist at Burns & McDonnell, as Matt said, and today Kendra and I are going to talk to you about our CSR consulting services. Managing the triple bottom line is necessary for organizations to stay competitive in today's environment. It's about successfully managing many interests, the community, workplace, the marketplace, investors, and other stakeholders in a way that contributes to the overall prosperity of your organization. The marketplace demands transparency in corporate operations. Companies are responding to interested stakeholders by publishing corporate sustainability reports, or CSRs, which disclose economic, environmental, and social aspects of the business, and that's where we get the term the triple bottom line. Now, there's all kinds of different terminology out there for a CSR. In fact, CSR can mean two different things. It can mean a corporate sustainability report or a corporate social responsibility report. There's also something out there called ESG, or an environmental, social, and governance report. It really doesn't matter the terminology you use to name your report. What it all comes down to is that they're all forms of CSRs, or corporate sustainability reports. Now, the GRI framework, or the Global Reporting Initiative, is a nonprofit organization that promotes environmental, economic, and social sustainability. The GRI provides all companies and organizations with a comprehensive sustainability reporting framework that is widely used around the world. This framework serves to help bring CSRs closer together and easily comparable for stakeholders. GRI's sustainability reporting framework enables all companies and organizations to measure and report their sustainability performance by reporting transparency and with accountability. Organizations can increase the trust that the stakeholders have in them. Now, the GRI has two different guidelines currently out there for sustainability reporters. There's the GRI G3 and the GRI G3.1 guidelines. The G3.1 guidelines are just a minor update to the G3, but either are accepted to use as a reporting framework. The GRI also delves further down into different sectors. Sector guidance is provided by GRI's sector supplements because many sectors face unique sustainability issues that should be captured in sustainability reports. And these issues may not be covered in the original reporting guidelines, such as the G3 or the G3.1. Now, the food and processing industry is one of these sectors that has a sector supplement. Now, the decision to develop new sector guidance in the form of sector supplements is based on three main factors. First, the need for sector-specific content and reporting. Number two, the potential to improve the sustainability performance of an organization in a sector, and third, the potential for increasing the number and quality of reports in a sector. Now, one important fact that I would like to point out and bring to everybody's attention is that in 2011, the food and beverage industry was the second largest sector reporter in the U.S. for CSRs, tied with the technology sector. The Food Processing Sector Supplement, or the FPSS, provides organizations in the sector with a tailored version of the GRI G3.1 guidelines. It includes the original guidelines, which set out the reporting principles, the profile disclosures, the disclosures on management approach, and performance indicators for the economic, environmental, and social issues, including labor practices, human rights, society, and product responsibility. Now, there are sector-specific categories for the food processing industry, and these specific issues include sourcing practices, community investment, the impact of governmental support, labor and management relations, practices that promote healthy and affordable food, customer health and safety, product information and communication to consumers, and animal welfare. Now, the GRI also provides application levels for reporters if they are interested. These application levels are A, B, or C, and basically what they do is they define the amount of GRI disclosures that have been covered in a sustainability report. They allow stakeholders to understand how much of the GRI framework or the GRI sector supplement has been implemented within the CSR report. So why are companies currently reporting in the industry? Well, there's several reasons. One of them is basically because of increasing stakeholder demand. It's a form of modern due diligence. It helps to improve an organization's image by promoting sustainable operations and social responsibility. It increases credibility with stakeholders because of the transparency that these reports provide. It engages stakeholders by responding to each group's interests. It initiates a feedback loop as well with those same stakeholders, and it allows a direct response to the marketplace. It also finally increases employee morale and participation in sustainability and social responsible programs within the organization. Now I'm going to turn it over to Kendra Lefevre, who's going to talk to you about trends in the corporate sustainability reporting community and world.
Thank you, Candace. So now let's take a look at who's reporting. 95% of the world's 250 largest companies report on their corporate responsibility activities. 80% of those companies use a GRI reporting framework. In the U.S., more than three-fourths of Fortune 500 companies report to GRI. So what does this look like in terms of number of GRI reports? Well, in 2011, 273 U.S. companies published a GRI report. An additional 70 produced a corporate sustainability report or corporate responsibility report outside of that framework. This represents a 46% growth in the absolute number of GRI reports from 2010 to 2011, and that number continues to rise exponentially. In terms of sector leadership, the food and beverage industry has a strong showing as a U.S. GRI reporter. It ties for second place with the technology sector and just behind utilities. Other prominent industries reporting to GRI in the U.S. include personal and household products, healthcare, retail, and oil and gas. So who are these nearly 300 companies reporting to GRI in the U.S.? Well, for the food and beverage industry, examples include Coca-Cola, Heinz, Sara Lee, McDonald's, Starbucks, and Miller Coors. As a corporate sustainability reporting consultant, Burns & McDonnell is seeing several reporting trends out there. The first of those is that integrated reporting is on the rise. In 2011, 21% of corporate sustainability reporters became integrated reporters. Now, what this means is that they move beyond just environmental and social responsibility information in their report and incorporated economic performance to the extent that they have a true triple bottom line report reporting on people, profit, and planet. Now, what this does is gives their stakeholders a more comprehensive view of how they're performing in all areas. Now, the second thing we're seeing is that stock exchange listings are highly encouraging companies to submit corporate sustainability reports. This includes the Securities and Exchange Board of India, São Paulo Stock Exchange, and companies such as Germany, Brazil, Singapore, and Thailand. In the U.S., the New York Stock Exchange is becoming a notable GRI stakeholder and also encourages the Global Reporting Initiative framework for developing a corporate sustainability report. Given this, Bloomberg wanted to investigate further. They looked at MSCI World and S&P 500 over a 10-year time period against companies reporting to GRI. And what they found is that companies who report to GRI perform better in both stock price and sustainability indices. They also found that 50% of GRI-compliant companies have a Bloomberg ESG disclosure score of above 40. To put this in perspective, only 3% of those not reporting to GRI have an ESG disclosure score of above 40. A big difference. While there are many benefits to corporate sustainability reporting, performance is just one of the most notable. As you heard Matt say at the beginning of the presentation, Burns & McDonnell has a comprehensive offering of sustainability services. For corporate sustainability reporting, we have experience helping Fortune 500 companies develop their reports. We've been involved in a variety of aspects from the beginning to the end, including materiality assessment, key performance indicator development, developing content, collecting data, producing greenhouse gas inventories for scope 1, 2, and 3 emissions. We also have served as a third-party assurer for the GRI, as well as other frameworks, such as helping compliance with the Carbon Disclosure Project. We've also found that companies find prioritizing sustainability rating organizations to be a challenge, so we also help with that. For more information about corporate sustainability reporting, example reports to help you get started, as well as more about Burns & McDonnell services, please visit www.burnsmcd.com/CSR. Again, that's www.burnsmcd.com/CSR. There you'll find our contact information. Please feel free to contact us if you have any questions. Thank you.